This podcast is part of the Gunna Geek Network. The opinions expressed may not represent other podcasts or affiliates of Gunna Geek. Check out more podcasts at GunnaGeek.com and get ready because geekness starts in 3, 2, 1.
You are listening to the Starling Tribune, a podcast dedicated to the Arrow TV show.
This guy gets more airtime than the Kardashians, right?
This podcast is not produced or maintained by the CW, Warner Brothers Television, CTV, or DC Comics. All characters, situations, and stories are the properties of Time Warner. I am the Oracle, and this is your Tribune.
And welcome to another edition of the Starling Tribune. I'm Wing, and this week I'm joined by...
Stargate Pioneer. You can call me SP, big guy.
Thank you very much.
I've been regenerated.
Oh, I like that. 2.0.
Or 2.1 or 1.1 or whatever works now. 1.0.1.
In this year of the doctor, it's kind of appropriate.
The year of the doctor. Yeah. The year of the doctor after the day of the doctor, after the night of the doctor. I like it.
As long as they keep it going. I just like that show. But we're here to talk about Arrow, and the best thing here is that SP has not seen Arrow Season 1.
No idea. Nada. Actually, I'm not too much into comic shows, Wing. I generally don't watch it. The whole supernatural thing, I'm more of a space guy, so this is an adventure in and of itself for me.
So it's going to be fun, and the point here is to have new eyes, fresh eyes on the show.
Last eyes.
Okay.
New prescription, man. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, nice. So you're able to see all the abs and kind of.
Yeah, dude. How many hours does that guy have to stay in the gym every day to do that? That's just amazing.
I have no idea, but after seeing season two, at the start of season one, he was at his peak of buff. He's still buff. Don't get me wrong. But
do you think it's all natural? Or do you think some of it's CGI?
No, it's all natural. You see him.
Have you actually felt it?
No, but I know some people who wish they would, but I'm not talking about me.
Yeah. I know your little tendencies.
Ooh. Come on, he's the Arrow guy. Is your Arrow guy thinking he's the Batman guy? So
I'm Batman.
Yeah.
Does that work?
I'm Arrow.
Yeah. No, it doesn't work the same way. And it's interesting that you talk about that because they do not use the Arrow voice in this first episode. He's just using his voice.
He does have a separate voice when he's talking to the Adam Hunt character in the car garage. You notice he's got a different voice during that.
But his voice is more like I'm Batman or I'm Arrow than a distortion or something. I think in the next couple of episodes he's going to have a distortion box or something.
Like a reverb?
Yeah, which makes it more believable at some point.
Oh, okay.
Because let's go through the character. Let's start the show and go through the character.
Ollie? You talking about Ollie here?
Let's start with Ollie.
Ollie Queen. How much do you think the guy was beat up in grade school with the last name of Queen?
Probably a lot, but he was a billionaire, so that must have helped a little bit.
Bring a little security in?
Yeah, here you go.
Pistol whip a couple of seventh graders?
Maybe, but let's face it, the guy seems like a jerk anyway before the whole incident.
Oh, definitely. The clubbing billionaire driving a frickin' $2.5 million car in a warehouse district. Yeah.
Yeah. So probably that's how he got by in high school, by just like buying limousine and rides to people.
Oh, probably bought the school. Probably paid people to go to school with him.
Probably. And let's face it, he's irresistible because he's not going on a yacht trip with his girlfriend, but the sister of his girlfriend.
Oh, dude. First of all, what's the boat's name? The Queen's Gambit? I want a boat named the Queen's Gambit. Very sweet ride.
And the boat is beautiful.
It goes down really fast, too.
Yeah, it's not the Titanic. It's just like,
I mean, all of a sudden it's on its side, and that girl that you're just talking about, Laurel's sister, Sarah, she's just boom, right out of the porthole, or maybe the side of the ship's gone. I don't know. She's just gone.
She just disappeared.
That's not how it happens in Deadliest Catch, let me tell you.
No, it's not. But one of the fun thing with seeing this scene is that for syndication, they reshot it with another actress.
Oh.
So.
Yeah, I saw the syndication version because I saw it on Netflix.
Oh, you might have saw the syndication version. So was it a brunette or a blonde?
I don't know, but she had a rockin' lingerie on. Hold on. I'll bring it up.
Yeah, okay.
Let me see that scene again.
Her name is Sarah Lance, I think. But since we're way advanced in season two, I wouldn't use Google too much with all those names, because one of the shenanigans of the show is to go back in flashback.
Yeah.
So character comes back in some kind of way throughout the show. It's something that they take a couple of episodes to really well install. So at this point, did you have... Yeah, we have a couple of flashback in this episode. We started with him and his father in the
raft. Right. Although there were some large spaces of time that occurred there. And let me go back to the beginning here. That first scene where he's tromping around the island, I immediately picked up on the fact that he wanted... I don't know if this is true or not, but he wanted to be rescued. Because like an explosion like that, like the fire, the signal fire he started with the arrow... That just doesn't happen in nature.
No, it doesn't. And yes, he wanted to be rescued at that point. He was ready. He's what, he's barefoot. His suit is in pieces. He has the big beard. He's alone.
Yeah, but he's got that chest that, I don't know if he picked that up on the boat or if that was on the island, but he definitely did not make that on the island, that's for sure.
That chest. You mean with all the bow and all the stuff?
Yeah.
That's when the flashback are going to come in Andy. Without spoiling later in episode one, let's fast forward at the end.
Sarah's a brunette, by the way, in the one I watched.
Okay, so you've seen the original version.
Ah, nice.
Nice. Yeah, if we fast forward at the end of the episode when he's getting shot, you know he's not alone. And there's an archer there. So you can already start to see a little bit where this is going to go.
In the fight at the end against Adam Hunt's guys?
No, when the last flashback on the island. I think it's the last shot of the show. He's getting shot in the shoulder.
He is? The last shot of the show I saw was the mom talking to...
How long was the episode you watched? I watched the season premiere, which was
42
hours. Oh.
Dude, you just gave away the end of the second episode? Man, we're talking about no spoilers here, and then you go and spoil it. I don't know if I could watch this. I don't know if I could be your friend anymore, Wayne.
I know. Damn it. That's only happened on the pilot. So I watched four episodes then, not three. Okay. Back on schedule. Sorry about that.
Dude, what are you doing to me?
I know. That's a huge spoiler.
Try to stay spoiler free.
That worked.
Oh, that's all right. He's on the island for 5 years. I kind of suspected something was going on.
I don't... That was not spoiling too much.
Good.
But, yeah, the case is kind of full of stuff. And the bow is really beautiful. This bow is really beautiful with all the old kind of French work on it.
Yeah, I'm not an archer myself, but I had to appreciate that thing.
It's funny because as we record this in November of 2013, there's an article, I think it's... on IO9 or something, where they ask a real archer to do the same thing they did for Avenger and ask about his position as an archer, and is he doing it okay or all right? And they're like, except the fact that they probably speed up the tape a little bit, his form is almost perfect.
The first time I really saw him, I guess it's called shoot, a draw and shoot, whatever, was when he starts to create his little cave in the warehouse and he lets loose all those... tennis balls.
Yes.
And if I'm remembering correctly, he was wearing a tight-fitting t-shirt or something. You can see his muscles rippling as he's pulling, drawn back.
I think he's just wearing a quiver.
Yeah, and he's very steady on his hand. Like I said, I know nothing about archery, but the hand that's holding the bow, it's very, very steady. It just seems impossible to get that many shots off. Even if he didn't hit anything he was aiming at, to get as many shots off as he did without the excessive movement of the actual bow. It's beautiful to watch.
It is. It is. And if you want to watch crazy thing, you can go on YouTube. People just shoot arrow at super speed. It's beautiful thing to see how fast the human body can go. Interesting transition. We go from the island to... They play a little bit the urban jungle thing where he still sleeps on the floor and he can't live with somebody looking over his shoulder all the time.
Right, with the windows wide open, with the thunderstorm occurring, and he's having a nightmare at the same time, too.
Yes. That must be a weird experience to just, like, come back like that.
Oh, I can't imagine. I had to do survival training a long time ago, and it was for a very limited time, just a couple days, really, out in the woods. But when you come back after living like that, not willingly, and then you come back into the normalcy of civilization, it's definitely a shock to your system. Because you have stuff available to you, all the comforts of home sort of thing, that you just don't have. And to go 5 years on that, you know, another great movie on that is Castaway, of course.
Yeah.
I'm sure you've seen that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just can't imagine doing something like that and coming back. It's totally different. It's like you're disconnected from reality, and then all of a sudden reality hits you in the face, and then you've got to deal with it. Your whole system, your whole mind, spirit has to catch up.
And with that, and that's going to help us go with the other characters, all the relationship that you have to immerse yourself back in, your ex-girlfriend, which whom you basically left with the sister who got killed.
Cheated on her, I think, is how everybody was phrasing it. Like, even the father was like, son, this is not going to end well. I'm like, what do you mean this is not going to end well? You banging two sister chicks. Although, they don't know about it, so of course it's not cool.
As long as they don't know about it, he's okay. That's the day they know about it, and then it becomes cool that it's not cool for him anymore.
That's the reason. Does she slap him when she sees him on the street?
No, she doesn't.
Oh, she should.
But yeah, you have the impression that she should. Let's talk about Laurel for a second.
Laurel Lance.
Dinah Laurel Lance. Do you know who Dinah Lance is?
No idea.
Dinah Lance is Black Canary, which is, she's the wife of Green Arrow in the comics.
Ah.
They're not calling her Dinah. They're calling her Laurel for some reason.
Typical CW-ish DC comic.
But they did call her Dinah once at the end, so.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, when she meet with Tommy in the alley.
Tommy, what a dick.
Tommy is a dick.
You can see right through him a million miles away, and you know when they got kidnapped, he was playing like he was asleep. He wasn't asleep. And then when Ollie puts his fingers up on his pulse, he knows.
Of course.
So Ollie's playing this game here where he's using Tommy to get what he wants, right? To make it seem like he's the billionaire playboy that he always was. But he knows he's not. Matter of fact, I'm pretty sure he knew he was going to get kidnapped. Maybe not that exact time, but I think he knew that something like that was going to be coming.
No, he didn't. This character represents you and me in the show. The outsider. The billionaire Ollie. Outsider.
Ollie's a billionaire outsider. Well, he knows that something's going on with the corruptness of everything that's going on in the city, right?
Ollie?
Yeah.
Ollie, yeah. He has the book, so.
Right. So he knows the city's corrupt, and he knows that people might not know what his dad actually told him before the boat went down. So they're gunning for him, sort of thing.
Just to make sure I don't spoil anything else, how did your episode end?
It ended with the mom and, what's his name? A chief of security. I was going to say Walter Steele, but it wasn't.
Diggle?
Was it Diggle? No, it was like Diggle's boss. I think it was a white guy.
Okay, so I'll stay there for now. This is tough just at the first episode because they developed so much in the next couple of ones since they know they're going to be renewed.
Man, you really need to watch these episodes with me. Don't spoil me, man.
I know. That's what I'm going to do for the future episode. The Father Lance, Detective Lance, what did you thought about him?
I didn't really see much out of him, only that he wanted his son to live and right the wrongs. It's basically what I got out of the whole episode. Although, when he killed, and I have to assume it was a bodyguard, but it could have been one of the crew instead.
You're talking about Father Queen. Okay.
Yeah. That's who we're talking about, right?
I said Lance at first, but it's okay. Let's continue on Queen.
Oh, sorry. You're talking about Detective Lance.
Yeah, but let's continue on Queen.
Okay. So I have a feeling we're going to see a lot more of him. So I can't really speculate, but the move about killing the bodyguard and then himself, it was pretty extreme.
It was. It shows a lot of resolve for the father.
Well, and he had no idea if the kid was going to survive either.
Would you have trusted that kid to survive?
I don't know. Now, yes. 5 years ago, I don't know.
Yeah, now you can leave him, like, alone, naked, in the middle of the wood, and he's going to come back to civilization. It's crazy what he's accomplished. But at that point, the party guy, I would have bet on his death.
Yeah.
Really fast. Really, really, really bad.
So something must have been, that's where I get to the whole something's going down thing, because he kills himself. He knows that there's nothing for him really to go back to at that point in time.
He does know.
That's my thoughts on the whole thing, on Father Queen. What's his first name? I don't think they went into it.
I never remember. Yeah, they said it, but I never remember him because I don't think he's in any other episode.
Okay, so let's transition to Detective Lance.
Detective Lance, my favorite character in the show, to be honest.
Yeah, that was interesting. I didn't put the connection together that he was Laurel and Sarah's father until the confrontation with Queen Ollie at the nightclub. That was a little bonus there.
Yes, it puts him in a funny position. I think you can see that from here. He's going to be the detective assigned on Arrow, basically.
Yeah, you never know. But at this point, yeah, you're talking a CW show. It's probably transparent, so yeah.
It is. Did you like the first picture that they drawn of the hood?
For the warehouse guy?
Yeah, when he tried to describe the warehouse guy, basically he was describing himself in the hood.
Yeah, that was great. And that's when I was thinking that Tommy was, he's faking the fact that he was actually out, especially with the interview with the police. It's like, man, yeah, I was out, and then everything was fuzzy, man. I didn't see anything. Like, yeah, right, Tommy.
They're playing that as Chekhov gun. They're trying to make you think it's Tommy at the start of the episode to give you the reveal at the end.
Okay.
Basically. But
Tommy still could be involved, for all I know.
He could.
Maybe I'm making too much out of it.
This show, one thing I've learned on this show, and JS on the season 2 cast could say, is that if you look too much, usually you're going farther than the writer. It's a show that you just need to let yourself go in.
Popcorn show.
Here you go. As soon as you accept that, I think this show is phenomenal.
Which is kind of funny because Detective Lance's partner, I think Detective Lucas Hilton is his name, played by Roger Cross, which is a main character on Continuum. Very deep show in comparison.
I recognize him from somewhere. I could not place him. Thank you.
Yeah, he plays Travis. Gosh, I can't remember the last name. But he plays the super soldier with the CMR in his head in Continuum.
Yeah, I've seen a couple of episodes of that. That was actually okay.
Oh, it's amazing. Holy... endorsed by SP here.
Okay, so maybe at some point we'll watch Continuum.
Absolutely. But Roger Cross is in it. Also, Adam Hunt, who is played by Brian Markison in this episode. Brian Markison is also in Continuum. So it seems like there's kind of a cross going on, which makes me believe that this is being filmed in Vancouver.
It is filmed in Vancouver.
And all the cool stuff's up in Canada.
It's cheap to shoot in Vancouver.
Cheap?
It is cheap.
You're cheap?
Yes.
Hear that, ladies? Wing is cheap. He's available. Ling-a-ling.
The scenes were filming Gastown.
At NightwingGG on Twitter.
Exactly. Thank you. You can all find all my contact information on GunnaGeek.com/network and SP's contact information as well. So
absolutely. At Stargate Pioneer on Twitter.
Beautiful. What do you think of Speedy? Do you know who Speedy is, first of all? In the comics.
Are you kidding? Comics? I know nothing about comics.
Okay.
I've seen the Marvel movies, I've seen the DC movies, and that's it.
Okay. That's really nice. Speedy is in the comic at the second of the name, which is the sidekick of Green Arrow. She's a child his sister?
Yeah, we're talking about his sister, Thea, I believe.
Thea. Yeah.
Yeah. I did not know who Speedy was, and I did not know that there was going to be any connection. And my specific note on the episode said basically something like, I'm not sure, I can't tell where the sister's going right now. Could go one of two ways, you know, really good or really bad.
It's half and half. It depends on the writer.
But she can't think past the writer, so what's she trying to do?
I think she's a really interesting character, but a younger character that they have trouble to define in their more adult universe. This show is a popcorn show, but it tries to take more advantage of a older audience, I would say. And this character struggles for a bit until they find some footing with her.
I'll tell you what, I don't know if Ollie's bodyguard Diggle has anything to do with the grander scheme of things or not, but at the party, when Ollie goes up to Thea and takes the drugs away from her, steals the drugs away from her, and then puts them in the garbage can, it's the one time the whole episode where Diggle, he's smirking because he's seen the whole thing, right?
Yeah.
And he sees Ollie throw the drugs in the trash can, and Ollie and Diggle share a look, and Diggle smirks. It's the one time they have a true connection in the whole episode. It's great.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And Diggle is a character that you should get attached to.
But man, I know they couldn't ever show it, but the way Ollie leaves the car the first time that Diggle drives him away. Yeah, I'm going to leave a moving car that's going at, I don't know what the speed limits are in Canada.
30 miles an hour, maybe?
There you go, 30 miles an hour. I was going to say 40 kph or whatever. Yeah, 30 miles an hour, and you're just going to roll out of that car. Yeah, asphalt ain't the forest, baby.
Yeah, that was kind of funny. There's a couple of good ones like that in this episode where he's trying to get away. When he's faking the door is locked and just like basically bear hug him.
What? I'm not following you.
When they're at the party and Diggle is trying to follow him.
Yeah. He gets him in the headlock. Yeah.
Yeah. That was a fun scene. We got also the setup of the, quote unquote, the arrow cave.
Yeah. I couldn't tell what was going on there. He's like banging away at the floor, right?
Yeah.
And then he lowers some stuff down and he kicks some walls over. But in the end, it looks like where he's set up with the computers is and everything is on the first floor.
It's not. It's on the base. That's why he did the hole. He did the hole to get to the basement. That's not on the map.
But you're looking at one end at one point in time. It looks like it's raining behind some plastic sheets and stuff at one end.
Yeah, it's not clear in that one. It will become clearer, but the point you're supposed to get is that it's not on the map. He knows it's there, but it's not on the map.
What is with all these DC people needing all their little caves and castles and stuff?
They like to have a base of operation.
Is it where to bring their girls when they want to snog?
Wouldn't you want? I agree that I would not choose the Batcave, but...
Yeah, I wouldn't want to bring them to your secret cave and you're going to bring your girl to it? No. So why do they have them? I mean,
because you need a place to change, I guess.
Yeah, I guess everybody's got dirty underwear they need to change up.
Yeah, you need a place to keep those abs in shape because that's
oh man,
that salmon thing he does
going up with the bar to the next highest hook. I'm like, oh my gosh, I work out, right? I work out, I don't know, an hour and a half, three times a week. No, I'm pretty buff, right? Yeah, okay, got that. There is no way in hell that I'd be able to do that.
Nope. No, and that's all real. That is all real, and they keep showing that to you all season long.
Oh, this guy's going to give me an inferiority complex, isn't he?
Yes, he will.
He's going to make me feel like I'm nothing.
It's crazy, but it's okay because he looks super buff, but for some reason... And I'm watching season 2 right now, so rewatching the start of season 1. His acting is not bad there, but it's going down at some point, so it's kind of weird. I'm kind of curious to see if I'm going to prefer season 1 to season 2 at this point.
Yeah, it's interesting. Whenever you go and rewatch a season, you get a different spin on it, especially since where you've seen where the entire series has gone, and then you see what works and what doesn't work. So you can approach it from that aspect. I'm going to approach it from the "ooh, isn't this cool? It's sparkly and new" perspective, and then we'll just take it from there.
It is.
You and me, hand in hand. Do you get the visual? You know, going down a little field of with flowers like floating off in the distance.
Okay. Okay, we can do Sound of Music at some point.
No, let's not.
I don't know if the island would be alive, but.
The island does not look like Sound of Music. The island looks like the Guns of Navarone.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. It's a hellhole. Let's face it.
Cold. That's the one word he chose to describe it. I'm like, yeah, it does not look like a place where I want to visit.
No, it doesn't.
Yo, what's that island in How to Train Your Dragon? You know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about, but if you're asking me for a name, I'm the worst person in the world.
It's kind of like that island, too, a little bit.
A little bit. A little bit, but we'll visit the island way more during the season. So
without dragons.
But without dragons. You don't know. At some point, they might interweave this with the Amazon.
But if you have, like, dragons, then you have, like, fire-breathing dragons, so you have a little warmth with that.
Yeah. I'm telling you, they could intertwine that with a Wonder Woman TV show with another island.
Wonder Woman.
Oh,
the one reason to watch DC Comics.
Yeah, but they're not there yet, unfortunately.
How many starts and stops have they had on that recently? At least two that I know of.
Yeah, they did a pilot, which you can find on any good porn site at this point, which is kind of ironic. It's not even a joke. We were talking about it at some point on Legends with the guys, and we had Sean at that point. And Sean is well known to have one superpower, searching porn super fast. And
putting goats in the cabs of his woodshop teacher's truck.
That too.
That's a superpower. Do not believe it's not, because it is, folks.
If you want to know more about that, just send them an email.
Yeah, there you go.
But anyway, the point is, like, he found the old pilot on a porn website. It was not aired anywhere, but it's there. It's a beautiful thing. Anyway, okay. It's really, really bad. So, anyway, they've been starting and stopping, like, 2-3 times in the last 2-3 years. It's crazy. Looks like they're going on with something with The Flash this year, though. So, that's going to be interesting.
Yeah. Is Sheldon from Big Bang Theory going to play The Flash?
That would be awesome, but no. Unfortunately.
He doesn't have the charisma to pull it off.
No, it's a CW guy. You look at him and you're like, oh, you're CW.
So are they going to have interactions between the TV show and the DC movies that are coming out?
That's the big rumor at this point as we're recording in November. The big rumor, which makes me go, wee, is that they may be casting a Nightwing character in the Arrow TV show and a Nightwing character in the movies.
Nightwing meaning you?
Yes. But no, the character that
CW, that's at Nightwing GG on Twitter.
Here you go. That would be great. But I'm not sure they're looking for a French accent with no H. And probably somebody way more buff, because one of the guys that's rumored to be playing has been tweeting picture of him really buffing up in a gym with a Nightwing t-shirt. So
is
we'll see
Flash
if...
he's supposed to be buff?
He's supposed to be buff.
All right.
And I'm not. More my
ladies point. Don't believe him. He's buff.
Oh yeah, French Canadian. Like everybody knows. Like I'm cutting wood all weekend. But the point is, if they cast two guy, we'll know they won't intertwine. If they cast one guy to do both, then that's going to be our answer.
Okay. Before we end up today, I want to talk about Oliver's mom.
Okay.
I mean, come on. She couldn't change his room, but at some point in time, went ahead and slept with and married another man. But she couldn't change Ollie's room. So she's okay with losing her husband, but her son, her sacred son, she can't get rid of him.
You see, for you, it's weird. For me, it makes sense. So yeah. I say, give it time.
All right.
And the answer will come. But I agree, at your point, it's kind of weird. But all this will be enlightened in the next 23 episode.
All right. All the questions will be answered. I've heard that before.
Any last word?
Gosh, you caught me flat-footed here. We'll go with explosion.
I'll go with green. So, this has been...
This was the Starling Tribune. You can leave us feedback at gunnageek.com or check out our archive at starlingtribune.com. Visit gunnageek.com for more podcasts. Music by Kevin MacLeod can be found at incompetech.com. This podcast is not produced or maintained by the CW, Warner Brothers Television, CTV, or DC Comics. All characters, stories, and situations are the property of Time Warner. No infringement is intended. We will see you for the next episode of CW's Arrow.
And welcome to another edition of the... I'm starting again.